May 26th, 2010. St. Augustine comes and says, "Praise be to Jesus." Maureen says, "So you are the one who dresses as a bishop and stands in the background so often." For several years, I have seen off and on this bishop standing in the background in other visions. He never spoke. I never knew who he was until today. St. Augustine says, "It is true. Now I am here to speak. St. Peter has finished his narratives on temptation. I am sent to you to speak about conversion. You will please copy my words to you." A conversion experience is God's intervention into the heart of a sinner, resulting in the sinner's return to a life of grace. Specifically, a conversion can only be accomplished when free will cooperates with grace. I would like to compare a conversion experience to a beautiful concert, for it is a concerted effort between God, the soul, and many graces. The symphony would be the soul's conversion. The symphony can only be appreciated when many instruments come together to play in harmony with one another. These would be the many graces God intertwines to bring about the conversion. The music that the instruments play are the many sacrifices and prayers offered for the soul's conversion. Finally, the conductor or orchestra leader is God Himself, bringing all things together to accomplish the beautiful symphony or conversion of the heart.